On Wednesday, May 15th, six North Coast CAL FIRE crews gathered in southern Humboldt as part of the three-day annual Redwood Coast Fire Preparedness Exercises. The event was hosted by Incident Commander Marty Hobbs.
My name is Marty Hobbs. I'm the Division Chief out at Eel River Conservation Camp. I'm also the Incident Commander of the Redwood Coast Fire Preparedness Exercise. So the goal of this exercise is we brought around all the different types of crews, fire crews from Mendocino County and Humboldt, Del Norte counties. And we bring them together, we run them through a set of events and run through a standardization of exercises to make sure that they are ready for this upcoming fire season.
Hand crews must pass multiple tough exercises to be fireline eligible, including finishing a 3.5 mile uphill hike wearing 40 pound average weight web gear within about 65 minutes. This test simulates reality, since locally many roads are too steep for crew buses and firefighters must hike. Here's CAL FIRE Battalion Chief of Prevention, Jeremy Ward.
If we get a big lightning series that comes through, you know, they may be doing a lot more hiking. In some of those cases, we may try to get helicopter crews out there. Sometimes we can get helicopters in, they can hike to a spot that they can then open up and get crews in to land a little bit closer to the fire. The helitack crews, the guys who are on the helicopter and land, they do a lot of hiking to fires. Because a lot of times there's not somewhere necessarily real close that they can land.
They also do what's called a tool out, where they recite their fire orders and fire watch out situations, or 10 and 18s. Crews are also graded on a point system for their timed line cut. Here's Incident Commander Marty Hobbs.
The basic standard is to cut 300 feet with a 6-foot saw cut and then a 4-foot scrape to bare mineral soil. We want a 20 feet per crew member. So if we have a crew that has only 12 people, then we times 12 by 20, and then that is our standard. The initial goal is we are shooting for 300 feet in 1 hour. And then, like I said, then we have to change it depending on the change of fuel conditions and how many crew members are on each crew.
According to CAL FIRE official Jeremy Ward, the Redwood Coast Fire Preparedness Exercises are partly a response to a shift in the types of crews fighting fires in the state. Ward noted this situation is due to a lack of availability of inmate workers. According to a 2022 article in the Smithsonian, the numbers of available California inmate firefighters have been reduced drastically by Governor Newsom's measures to reduce the prison population, such as the early release of nonviolent offenders when COVID-19 hit. The transition in terminology from camp to center reflects a shift from unpaid inmate laborers who are confined to the camp to more living wage paid career firefighters who utilize the center as a resource.
So with the lack of ability to find additional inmate firefighters, those numbers have decreased significantly over the last several years. We've had to modify our hand crew program, and by doing so, we've added different types of crews. We have here today a seasonal firefighter crew. That crew is made up of seasonal firefighters just like we would see on one of our fire engines, and they are supervised by an engineer and a captain. We also have worked in conjunction with the California Conservation Corps, the CCC, and we have provided fire captains and engineers to supervise those CCC crews to, again, help bolster our hand crew numbers. And then finally, we've also been working with the California Military Department and cooperating with them, again, to provide additional hand crews that we can use in California to fight these wildfires. So with the change in some of our camps, switching from correctional type camps to seasonal firefighter staff, we've changed the name from it being a fire camp or a conservation camp. Those are now called fire centers.
This year, the Redwood Coast Fire Preparedness Exercises provided the opportunity for 19 fire crews from Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties to be evaluated on their physical conditioning, fire safety knowledge, and personal protective equipment. The event also provided crucial personnel for operating under the use of the Incident Command System. CAL FIRE has chief officers that oversee the exercises at both regional and statewide levels. Chief officers come all the way from Sacramento to support these crews. As Chris Curtis, the unit forester for the Humboldt unit, explained, even ex-fire captains attend and participate in this annual series of exercises.
This is a team building challenge for the fire crews and the ex fire crew captains who are now executive staff, our battalion chiefs. They are continuing to meet this challenge. They hike up the hill, see if they can still do it. So they're all coming up at some point and we'll see them.
Was that like two of the guys we passed and you asked if they wanted a ride and they said no?
That's exactly why.
For K-Mud, I'm Serenity Wood.